With a new state law being signed by the Governor Jay Inslee, Move Ahead WA, Ben Franklin Transit, or BFT, would be eligible to receive millions of dollars of state funds. Two conditions: they go fare-free for riders under 18 and maintain their local sales tax authority. Earlier this month at the BFT board meeting, Chair Clint Didier raised the proposal to cut the tax authority. First, he raised the point that fare revenue is down. Then Didier said that he wants to let
the public decide if they think we should maybe take 0.1% away from Ben Franklin Transit, because after all, this is their transit system. They're paying for it. And I've had numerous people talk to me and complain to me about the fact that the buses are running, there's nobody on it.
Last year, the BFT board unanimously voted to keep its full taxing authority after a public outcry when cuts were proposed. A new board was seated in January, and new board chair Will McKay agrees with Didier to cut their tax authority. When asked about the proposed, quote, free rider program with Move Ahead WA, McKay initially said he was opposed. McKay also explained about the proposed removal of the tax.
That $4 million to $5 million would not affect Ben Franklin Transit before this bill went through. But now with this bill, we need to look at it as a board and as a staff to see what this will do.
BFT would be required to maintain their local tax authority at the current funding levels, according to Communications Director Marie Cummins. If either requirement is not met and submitted by October 1st, they could lose part or all of the state tax dollars. I'm Dori Luzo-Gilmore.